Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
Hello and welcome to Brand Week, the podcast. My name is Al Manarino. I am a senior producer here at Adweek and senior producer of the Adweek Podcast Network, which you are listening to right now. With me is my co-host, someone who has dealt with me for over 4 days now at this point.
5 days.
5 days. And just my second in command, co-host, I guess, at this point. But it is John Heil, GM of Podcast. What's going on, John?
Not too much. What's going on, Al?
Nothing. I'm still sweating in the Ad Week suit, my last day of doing trivia here at Brand Week, and I'm ready to put on normal clothes and sweat in those.
I'm ready to see you not in that Ad Week suit for sure.
Yeah, for a long time. So before we intro our guest, why don't you set the stage for what we're doing here today at Brand Week?
Yeah, just wrap day four. I loved all the content that I saw today, you know, all the sessions on stage, and the theme itself is great, but it is very hard to say, so I'm going to try to not trip over my words. It is culture cultivators was the theme of the day. And with that, why don't you intro our guests?
Yes. So our first guest, one of my favorite people at Adweek, is Adweek social editor, Sammy Lambert. Sammy, what's going on?
Hi, I'm your favorite person.
No, I said one of.
Well, one of. He's very careful with that.
I took it as favorite, so I'm going to live fine. In my truth. Yeah.
Take it however you want. And our special guest today is content creator and strategist Abraxas, also the coolest name I think I've ever heard anyone have. Abraxas, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, do you guys hear that lovely voice? It's incredible.
It's very nice.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Abraxas, maybe a first question. Can we get like a language of origin or the origin story of that name?
Yeah, this is really funny.
Because this might be surprising. You're the first Abraxas I've met.
This is the thing. I met another one.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Only online, though. They were like, your name's Abraxas, too? So my dad is a Santana fan, and Santana has an album called Abraxas. And then my dad got super into the album and then did all this research on what the name means. And the name is of a very, very, very old god. And the god was called Abraxas. And essentially, Abraxas was the god of all gods and essentially the god of balance. So I always say that my name means balance, all in all.
That is what a good answer.
Wow.
I swear.
Can that just be the podcast?
Yeah,
that's a wrap.
End here.
It's a wrap. Let's go.
That's perfect. So now that we have the backstory on your name, can we get the backstory on you and what brought you to Brand Week this week?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, I've done so many things throughout my life. I'd say I used to work corporate, worked in strategy. For a company that I'm not going to say their name, but I worked in strategy and Google it, had a pretty awful time there, just wasn't for me, and ended up being a content creator. It started for me in audio, so I started using things like Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces, and before I knew it, I was one of the most followed people on Clubhouse and the most followed person in Europe. And before I knew it, I was working with brands like IWC, Ted Baker, Amazon Prime, and it's just been go ever since then. And it's quite a cool time to be a content creator. I have to say, there are so many mediums in which you can use voice and text and pictures. So for me, I would say I'm a new creator, but I work through it in a different way. As I said, I'm not the traditional 16-year-old that's gone viral for doing a dance on TikTok. So I kind of look at it a bit more holistic fashion.
And Sammy, so you brought Abraxas here.
I was going to say, I was waiting for him to be like, Sammy brought me here.
Yeah, Sammy brought me here.
I am here because Sammy told me to come.
You brought Abraxas here as part of the Adweek Creator Network. Can you talk a little bit about the Creator Network and what the work that you've done so far and what you're hoping to do with the Creator Network for Adweek going forward?
Yes, I would love to. So we launched the Creator Network at Social Media Week at the CVAs, the Creator Visionary Awards, which I think Steve Aoki won the award at the time, and we
heard of him.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know who that is. It's like little indie artist. We launched it right before he won his award, and we got a bunch of applicants, a bunch of cool creators who wanted to be involved with Adweek. So I kind of started there, and we're basically creating a network of content creators that we can leverage in all aspects of what Adweek does. So events, magazine, we have online articles. It's kind of this new initiative that we're taking. If you ever have been to an Adweek event or read anything on Adweek, the creator economy is kind of taking over marketing right now. And we talk the talk, and now it's time for us to walk the walk. So I brought four creators here. Abraxas is one of them with his magical voice. The creators also span, the ones that we brought here, and I think a lot of them are on the podcast already.
Yeah.
Yep. They span across a lot of platforms. So Abraxas is mostly Twitter Spaces, as he said, in Clubhouse. We had Robin, aka Girl Boss Town, who's a TikToker. Tara Nolan, she's mostly on Instagram. And Lonnie's another TikToker. He's not on the podcast, but maybe you'll see him on our socials somewhere. Awesome. So this is our first time bringing creators to an event. I think it's going pretty well. They've created some really cool content for us. And they've also hosted a lot of little interview sessions that we're posting on our channels. So I'm really excited to have a debrief, look at the data, and see what comes out of this. And I'm really, really excited to bring more creators to events in the future, because now I just have so many ideas. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Now, we've talked to a few Adweek staff who were moderating panels. We've talked to the creators, as you mentioned, and we've also talked about people on stage, guests. You are not really doing that when we're doing these events. You are man on the street, person in the green room, doing all this social content with your social team. Like, talk to us about like what it is to like cover an event of this size and reaching out to, you know, this creator network to kind of make sure you can capture that whole event and that vibe.
Yes, I love doing social for events. Even before I worked at Adweek, I did a lot of event coverage, if that's for like festivals or video shoots, music shoots, things like that. It definitely helps to have a team. So our team is awesome. We have Jay-Z and Gabby who work with me too. So we kind of can divide and conquer different platforms. It definitely helps to have creators who can go out and do interviews and collect content for me, which Abraxas did today. I actually haven't looked at the videos. So
much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I did one with Abraxas.
Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
okay.
It was good fun.
See, he's really, I don't know, I guess, talking to a wide variety of people.
Yeah, just trying to grab as many. It's so much fun. Yeah. There were so many people that were like a little bit scared and tense. I was like, come on, it won't be difficult. We're just talking about theoretical physics. Get over here. You know, it's been so cool. And for me, it's allowed me to meet people that have done a whole manner of things around branding. There were some jobs in branding that somebody who was just all about typography. Like, that's all they did. Like, I just deal with fonts. And I was like, okay, well, let's talk about that for a little bit. So I've got some great content that's going to be super cool for everybody to see.
Have
that's,
to introduce that person to Gabby.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, because yeah, she does social design and she's into typography. And also, it's great as a social media manager working an event, having content creators being involved is really having someone doing your job for you.
I was going to say, it's got to be super helpful.
It's
right?
Amazing. Like, they're posting Instagram stories, they're tweeting, they're posting recaps on LinkedIn, they're making TikToks that I can then just repost.
Exactly.
And I'm like, this is making my job so much easier because I have less content to create as one person. They're also so dynamic and have amazing personalities. I mean, their whole platform is based on their personality. So it's great to be able to share that with other people at the conference. And everyone here has had such good, I don't know if the word's reactions or what's the word I'm thinking of? Good feedback about the creators that they've been meeting. So it's been awesome.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So one kind of through line that I've picked up on over the last couple of days is that the expansion of brands that are using creators as part of their advertising strategy. And so a couple of the ones that I've heard about in the last couple of days are like Away Suitcases using influencer marketing and an auto manufacturer as well. That kind of seems like not like the core when you think about like back in the day, right? It's makeup brands, it's clothing brands, all of that. So Abraxas, what's the most kind of atypical brand you've worked with that's sort of on like the new age of working with creators?
For me, I've been preaching this. My favorite brand to work with so far that seems to just get it right every single time and understand the creator ecosystem, IWC Schaffhausen. They're a watch brand that have been around for over 100 years, and they get it. They get it. Like, before I even say it, they've said it. Before I even pitch it, they understand it. They, as a brand, have always got their finger on the pulse. I think they just bought a Bored Ape. Like, I think...
Really?
And like, yeah. And I
that's think not what I'm, the typical watch companies
do. You know what
doing.
I mean?
Like, that Rolex does not have a Bored Ape.
Exactly. So they are just getting it. They're a brand to watch. They're getting it right. They're moving at the pace of culture. And that is what you have to do to stay alive for 100 years, in my humble opinion.
I feel like at this point, if you're a brand and you're not working with content creators, you're kind of falling behind, especially in this last year and after COVID and after it's been this boom of creators. It's just the direction that marketing's heading into. And even at these kinds of conferences, so many people in the audience have questions about how they can work with creators more. And it kind of takes the guessing game away from a company saying, I don't know how to build a presence on TikTok. It's like, you don't need to know. All you need to do is find the right people to work with and they'll make the content for you. It's like almost easier than people think.
And so Braxis, do you think that most brands that you work with, you sort of, you know, with IWC, you said, they know what they're doing. They come to you with ideas and you just kind of agree and roll with it. Is that the case with most? And either do the brands always have an idea of what they want to do and you, or do you not always agree with their vision?
So that's the cool thing about them. When we first started working together, we had to kind of build trust and rapport. So it was like, hey, are you comfortable doing this? And I'd be like, yeah. Okay. But would you mind if I did it in this style? Yeah, for sure. Now it's completely different. Our relationship has sort of evolved to them being like, we would love to do something around this, or I think of something, send it to them, and they're like, no to this, but big yes on this. Like,
okay.
How much do you think it will cost? Let's get it done. And that to me is like the next level of creator. I think level one is you just kind of, you know, hey, I want you to post something on your Instagram or whatever it is, or host one room. Level two is slightly different, where it's like, okay, I'm sitting in the middle here and I'm working with you and we're working together. And then level three is where it really gets interesting. It's like, okay, what do you want to do? Because you've earned that trust with the brand and they know that you won't deviate from, you will do your own thing, but you won't deviate from their core source of messaging. And that's where it gets fun. For me, long-term relationships with brands is how influencers, content creators kind of survive and build their name. If I have 10 brands and it's all long-term and that's it, and it's all long-term deals, I'm happy. That's good for me.
And how long does it take to get from intro to a brand to that kind of level three that you were talking about?
Oh, this is the thing. I think it depends on the person.
Okay.
As I said, did a 9-to-5, did all that stuff, and did a 9-to-5 in a very weird sort of Wall Street. It's a very weird world where, you know, difficult place to kind of cut your teeth into to get entry, and it's stressful. So I normally go to these brands with a level of sort of, you know, this is. This is what my stats are, very detail oriented. So once I give this over to them, they're kind of like, holy, this is cool. We've never really dealt with an influencer or a creator that kind of has it all together. And kind of, so once you have a certain level of professionalism, right, and you build trust, I think everything is good. But if you are younger and, you know, it can be a little more difficult. But that's the one thing I always say, come to the tape, treat it like a real job, because it is a real job.
It's a real job, guys.
It really is.
I hate when people roll their eyes when you say influencer or content creator. I mean, yeah. Not that I am one, but I work so closely with them. And people who just still don't think it's a real job are just annoying.
Yeah, you have tough. To make sure they're getting the respect they deserve.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's 52 weeks a year, you know.
It really is. I talked to some of my old colleagues and I'm like, so what's that like? You just do whatever you want. I'm like, no, not at all.
Like, it's not just like pictures from the beach.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's quite tough. There are some things that are very tough about it. Some things way easier. The freedom aspect is great, but there are some things that you don't know where your next paycheck's coming from. Like that's to live in that kind of environment takes a different kind of person, a different sort of human being. On the other end, you know exactly where your paycheck's coming from, but your freedom is kind of, and that's obviously what you're giving up here. So it's a tightrope. You kind of have to walk it. But yeah, when people roll their eyes or do the air quotation marks, that's what I hate. I'll break your fingers. Stop that.
What's your experience like as a content creator coming to an event like Brand Week? Obviously, we know that you are creating content for Ad Week, but when you're not, when you're jumping in the sessions or networking, like, is this the right? Do you think this is the right place for content creators to be?
Yes. Now, and this is a big yes, because as I came here, I wasn't too sure what to expect. I'd been to like weird things like economic forums and stuff, 3 days of boredom. And the really interesting thing about that is I got here and the energy was completely different. People were just, you know, mingling and saying, hey, and, you know, I work in, you know, as I said, for me to meet somebody that works in typography is dope for my brand, right? Because you think about it, content creators are their own brand, so to speak, right? And we're on the precipice or the cusp, I should say, of something very cool here. We've just seen FaZe Clan IPO. That is insane. A group of people that were playing video games have IPO'd. We are businesses. We will be businesses. This is just early days. So to be here and look at these brands that are doing such amazing things and talk about how sound is interesting and very important in a brand, for me, this has been life-changing. And I cannot quite explain in words yet because I'm still digesting Pharrell talking and Kevin Hart. And, you know, I even had the great task of sitting down and talking to your CEO, you know, Juliet Morris, which was insane. Like, I'm a content creator that gets the chance to sit down and talk to CEOs. This is what Adweek are doing here could honestly change the way creator groups, creator collectives are done in the future. This should be, and ultimately will be, I think, a blueprint for many others. So far, so good.
Wow, we love to hear that.
I'm literally about to cry.
Yeah, so Sammy, so to distract you from crying,
yeah.
Talk about, you know, as I mentioned before, you have a whole social team, you have these content creators. Like, what is it like to try to cover all of this?
Yeah.
It's not just sessions on a stage or workshops and lunch. There's so much more. There's parties, there's networking, there's all, like, not even like what the strategy is, but like the scope of it all.
It's truly insane. I think, as I said before, it's really good to have a team. Like Jay-Z, my boss, actually, she's like the smartest person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And she works harder than anyone I've ever met and is the best boss I've ever had. I'm not just saying that because I'm working here, but...
Jessa Ferris.
Are you going to ask for a raise in a minute?
Yes. No. Jessa Ferris on Twitter. She sits in every single session, takes aggressive notes in real time, does Twitter threads and LinkedIn posts in real time with photos. So she's handling a lot of like what's going on the actual stage. And I feel like I get the amazing privilege of going off stage and getting more behind the scenes content, which is what I have a lot of experience in, and also working more with vertical social video, which I think is the future of social right now. So I get to do things like talk to a lot of the speakers in the green room, get a little like takeaways from their session, get things like that. So like today I got to go talk to Kevin Hart. Kristen Cavalieri, got to bring in a creator to talk to her because she was way more suited to talk to her. And in those aspects, I'm not selfish. I'm like, you talk to her. I don't need to talk to her. I've worked with celebrities in the past. They're super awesome. But you can definitely see the connection more between two people who actually have a lot in common, and it comes out in the content. So I think that's the future of working with creators at events like this, is covering things like getting creators to talk to speakers who have similar interests so we can get the best type of content out of this. I think covering things like sponsored happy hours and master classes and Taste of Brand Weeks where they give out swag. There's lunches. There's so many things, nighttime events, and you can do kind of a variety of things, a mixture of tweets and Instagram stories and TikToks, and there's like so much you can do. And I'm actually really inspired by this event to kind of change the way we're going to cover even the next event. So I haven't been working at Adweek for very long. It's been like 6 months and events just came back in person. So every event that I go to is like truly inspiring, and I have 1 million ideas for the next event. So I think it will honestly just keep getting better and better. But yeah, I've been running around. I mean, that's why my voice is gone. I run around all day, every day. You go from taking a video of a speaker, and then you run down to a happy hour, and then you run to get swag, and then you moderate a session, and then I'm interviewing attendees. So it's a little bit of everything, which I love, actually.
It's amazing. It's you. You said 6 months. It does not feel like that. You feel like you've been like an integral member
really?
Of Adweek for so long because of all the work that you and your team are doing.
That's so nice of you to say.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats, because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
All right, guys, so we don't want to keep you here much longer than we need to. So it is time for session swag lunch. Who wants to go first?
Me? Okay. My favorite session today was a masterclass. This is going to be so a duh moment, but it was called More Than a Tactic, Making Creators the Cornerstone of Your Marketing Strategy.
Of course you liked that one.
And it was with someone, Adrian, I'm going to butcher her last name, but Lehens from TikTok. And they were basically talking about how you need to have creators as part of your marketing strategy. And the marketing strategy doesn't begin when the creator posts the video, but actually way before that, from when you first start interacting with the creator, like in the very beginning. So if you put a comment under their post or if they mention your brand, which I'm not gonna lie, right now, since our creators have been posting so much, we're getting other content creators messaging us and commenting on our posts on Instagram and TikTok. So I already know we're gonna end up working with them because that's the first like touch point of us working together, which is awesome.
The network is working.
It's amazing. I'm like honestly so happy and proud and yeah, it's just insane. But yeah, and they also talked about how the data points you should be looking at. And something that was really surprising is we usually look at things like followers and engagement and reach. And they said to actually look at the link in bio stats. So like how much their link in bio is getting clicked on, something I didn't know about. So like I'm learning so much and that's something I'm going to start asking for.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then what about swag?
Oh yeah. Swag. What's a cool thing I got? Group Black's happy hour. I got a really cool speaker. Not only does it look cool, but it's like a working
Bluetooth speaker. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I love music. So I was really excited about that.
And most importantly, lunch.
Lunch today for lunch. Oh, there's mac and cheese today at our lunch. And I realized, okay, first of all, the staff lunch is different to the main person lunch.
So yes and no. It's just, I think it's the same food, but we
switch the days.
We get to pick the days, which is so inside baseball. I love that we keep talking about
it. Okay. I got mac and cheese brisket. There was macarons.
Macaron. I just say macaroon.
Don't cancel me, please.
Wait, Abraxas, can you say
it? Yeah.
Can you say it?
Macaroons?
Yes. Yeah, so much better.
Yeah.
I actually don't like them. I'm not a fan. I don't care for them. Yeah. Like people are like, oh, that's my favorite dessert. Obsessed, I'm like, have you tried dessert before?
But they're pretty.
They do look aesthetically pleasing. The taste, I'm not here for.
Wait,
it.
I love them. So I was so happy. Okay. But yeah, that was what I had for lunch today.
Excellent. I'm going to go next.
All right.
Session swag lunch. My favorite session, kind of cheating on this one, but it's a future episode of CMO Moves with people that were talking. It's kind of like a continuation of their session that they had, which was our very own Shannon Miller talking to Jay Livingston, the CMO of Shake Shack, which was fantastic. Great conversation. It's going to be a future episode of CMO Moves, but they talked about the intersection of brand and culture and society. We've had Jay before on our podcast, not this one, but the business of marketing on the APN Adweek Podcast Network. And yeah, he's such a smart, talented guy who did not like go to school for like business and marketing, but had so much life experience that he was able to like learn everything about it. And it's very interesting. So that was technically not a session, but one of my favorite sessions. I also opened for Kevin Hart, guys. That was pretty cool.
Not many people have that on their resume.
No.
Opened for Kevin Hart.
I'm going to put it on my resume. And then favorite swag or activation. Very cool of Adweek, just to toot our own horn, but we have this beautiful Brand Week coloring wall, which is very cool because all of these people are coming up and not just coloring it and or leaving their names or trying to promote their businesses, but like they're, you know, kind of making it their own with the colors that they're picking. And like I saw one of the buildings put a Target logo on it. Like, so they were, you know, a little more creative with that. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with it. So that was really sweet. And then for lunch, that mac and cheese was banging. I put some bacon bits on it. It was really good.
All right. So my favorite session of the day was also a podcast episode. Spent a lot of time in this room today. And so this was an interview between Colin, the host of Young Influentials, and Emeka, who's the VP of sports marketing at ESPN. And their whole conversation was around expanding what it means to do sports marketing at ESPN, that it's not just marketing to, you know, the OG, you know, football fans, NBA fans, and all of that, but actually expanding what sports means. So it's, you know, the sneakerheads who love NBA, like, you know, athlete aligned sneakers. It's the people watching the 30 for 30 documentaries. It's fantasy football players and kind of everything in between, and just expanding what it actually means to be a part of the broader, like, sports, like, organism ecosystem. Swag. I did double dip on one of the vendors upstairs with the stuffed animals. So I have a puppy at home. I mentioned this yesterday, and I got him a rhino to match the penguin that I got yesterday, and he's going to absolutely destroy that when I get home.
Cute. The seal's also really cute.
The seal is so cute. If they're back tomorrow, I'm going for a third.
And lunch, your most important part of this.
And lunch, I've been sticking to just like a dessert overview, except the brisket and mac and cheese was so good today that was the highlight from lunch.
Excellent. Now, Abraxas, take us off for us.
So my favorite session today has to be building a lasting legacy with Kevin Hart. There was one word he said, and having worked in finance prior to this, it kind of made sense to me, but I remember when I first got into finance, it didn't. Ownership. It didn't make sense. He's like, in my community, the word ownership just doesn't, it doesn't really exist. You know, you may own a puppy or what, I get it, but ownership of like a brand or ownership as an entrepreneur, like ownership of stocks, like this word is so important. And I didn't quite realize how, you know, my past and working in finance really kind of equipped me to be ready for the creator economy. I can have conversations about ownership. And if I see perpetuity on a contract, I'm like, unless you're paying me forever money, then I will not be signing this contract, right? So that's one thing that really stood out to me. Kevin Hart, and he's super funny. He's just got this gregarious nature about him. He's funny, he's witty. The one thing that made me sad is that I was hoping he would, you know, this is why I'm wearing my fit today. I was hoping he would see me and be like, hey, you know, if you've got a question, you know, I'd raise my hand quickly in my fit, but it never happened. So that was my favorite session.
You guys can't see Abraxas, but he's wearing like the most fire fit.
It's a fit.
He has like a Supreme black hoodie on and this white
tactical vest.
I was going to ask, what do you call it? It's a tactical vest.
It's a tactical
vest.
What's
the brand of the vest?
The ASRV. They are a gym wear brand, but they don't make this anymore. They only made a black one and a white one, and I wear it to festivals. So it's actually meant to, you put your phone and your wallet here when you're running, you zip it all the way up, and there's a camelback hole in the back, so I can have
it's so useful.
Cool.
That's
very nice. In the middle of the, you know, the desert of Coachella, when you're dying of dehydration, it comes in very handy, and it's stylish.
And what shoes are you wearing? I saw them.
I'm wearing Jordan 1s, but these are a special pair. They're called the Rookie of the Years, nice. And they're basically a pair of Jordans that are, so Jordan wore, when he got the Rookie of the Year award, a kind of similar color, like a suede-y kind of brown, kind of deserty colored jacket. So they made sneakers just around what he was wearing on that day. Wow. But there's a secret thing on the inside of these that I'll quickly show you guys. So you got these little wing bits here. If you look at the one on the right, it tells you the year that he was a rookie, and also shows you how many points he got and what his points per game were. So these are like OG ones. A lot of people have been like, dude, you've got the rookies of the year. I was like, yeah, man.
I told you guys this fits next level.
Seriously. I'm also disappointed that I didn't get to meet Kevin Hart, because I was dressed in a custom Adweek suit. And I'm like, I mean, this is just great branding. Let's
do
have
it.
Me take a photo with this guy.
When he says custom suit, it's not like Adweek once. He's like covered in the Adweek logo. There must be like 100 Adweeks on him.
That actually should be a game. And we should be like,
how many?
You look like a NASCAR driver. Only sponsors. That's what Adweek.
It was similar to like Kim Kardashian at Fashion Week when she did the Balenciaga tape. Mm. That's what it's like, but it's just black and white and not yellow.
All right. So favorite swag or activation?
Favorite swag. I have to give this up to Group Black. Now, there was some other swag that I got, which I was like, oh, this is super cool. Thank you. But we're at an all white, so we happen to wear, everybody's wearing white at a yacht party, right?
Casual,
you know the vibes.
The usual Wednesday night activity. Yeah.
And boom, we get given all these fans and it says Group Black on them. The yacht party starts to get a little warm. Everybody's, you know, having a dance. Some people are throwing it back. It's getting crazy. And everybody takes out these fans. We're all wearing white and these humongous Group Black fans come out where the Group Black branding is just so big and bold on the front. I was like, this is so smart. They stand out. They're in every single picture. I'm keeping that fan as a reminder of like how to brand in a very unique way. Subtle, but very unique way. So that's my favorite.
The boat was really warm. So everyone like was begging for these fans. So I think useful swag is the best kind of swag you can give out.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And what about lunch?
Lunch. Okay. So my favorite thing, it's a two-prong question here. Sorry, guys. Here we go. So my favorite thing at lunch, did you guys have the passion fruit cheesecake?
Oh, no. Yeah. Wait, is it, I think that's what we had. Was that
oh,
today?
Yes.
That was
yeah.
today.
That was very
yes.
good.
It was great.
I did have that. I didn't have
it. You had to get it from downstairs lunch.
Yeah.
I had about six of them.
Oh, good call.
I had about six of them. It was great. It was great. But my actual favorite lunch, there were some very intimate lunches that were happening. And if you know, you know. If you don't, then. But this is why you've got to be here.
Yeah.
This is why you have to be here. So the very intimate lunch that was put on by Creative Ladder. So shouts out to them. So these secret lunches are incredible. And I had the chance to sit with the president of the Harlem Globetrotters. Like, insane. Just giving so much game. You know, I was able to just sit there and ask questions about how to rise through the ranks. You know, what to do. Incredible. And now we're friends on LinkedIn. Anytime I've got a question, like, what? Do you know what I mean? And then the second person that was there, that just I was just in awe of, just so much knowledge, is your CEO, Juliet. You know, just sitting there talking about it was so grateful to me being there as a creator. So these secret lunches and secret meetups that happen at Brand Week, like this thing that you guys have built is kind of crazy. Like, and because you're working it may be a little difficult for you to see, but there's just all these things happening. So that has to be my favorite lunch.
I just have to say two things.
One,
I'm pretty sure they're, I know they're like secret lunches. The official title is VIP lunches.
Yeah. No, I honestly think we have to rename them
yeah.
secret lunches.
I was going to say, I think we need to rename them secret lunches. It's so much more fun. And second of all, I think what makes the Adweek Creator Network different from other brands' creator networks is not only are you making content on behalf of Adweek, but we have a really special position where we can align creators with brands low key, just through osmosis, and also directly, like I'm introducing you or adding you to emails, but also just from being around an event, you're meeting, wildly successful people. You're meeting huge brands. You're meeting the CMOs of big brands. And it's a really good way for creators to align themselves with future collaborations. And I think that's what makes this creator network a little bit different and cooler and better, may I say, than a lot of other networks. I think, let me pull up the tweet from Yes Jules, who was a speaker on day one and also a content creator.
She's really dope, by the way.
She's super cool.
Did you see her in the Yeezy glasses? She has the Yeezy glasses, people. Like, I think she's so dope. She's worked so hard throughout the years to build so much cultural capital for herself and her brand that's the kind of connection she has now. You know, she's working with Yeezy, from what I understand, and the glasses look incredible. What a place to like advertise them as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, super, super cool.
She said, her tweet was, and this is the last thing I'll say, I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
She said, if you're an influencer who makes a living off brand deals and you aren't at Adweek, you are truly missing out. Do you not like money? ? And then she has like a little sad face and a crying face.
Incredible. Well, we are actually going to wrap it up for this episode. But before we go, we would love for both of you to plug yourselves. Sammy, I'm sure you're going to be plugging a lot of Adweek stuff, but you know, tell people where they can learn more about the Creator Network, where they can follow you and Adweek on social, and just tell us all the good things.
Okay, everybody, follow Adweek on all platforms. We're at Adweek on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm trying to think of any more. You can follow my personal channel. I'm not as exciting as Adweek. I have a pretty normie social presence at Slambert, S-L-A-M-M.
Great name, though.
Thank you. It's Slambert. Sammy Lambert.
Yeah.
But it's two M's, S-L-A-M-M-B-E-R-T, Slambert on all channels. And yeah, check out the Creator Network, Adweek's Creator Network, adweek.com/creator-network if you want to see who else is in the network and who we're going to get involved with. If you have any suggestions of people who you think are going to be amazing for our network and are so on brand for us, definitely send me a DM or email me. I would love to hear about it. And yeah, I think that's all I want to plug.
Amazing. And Abraxas, where can people find the content that you are creating and learn more about you and how they could be working with you?
Good question. So for me, as of right now, TikTok and Instagram. And to find me, my at is Abraxas, and that's throughout all platforms. And I'm pretty much on all of them, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, everything. And ultimately what I'm trying to do, I'll just mention it, is I'm trying to be the leader of the big quit, the great resignation. All these people that are leaving their jobs to find, you know, find out what they actually want to do. I want to be the leader of that space. So if you have any questions, as somebody who's navigated from Wall Street to the influencer slash creator market, shoot me a DM. I am more than happy to talk about it, more than happy to give you any advice I can. We all have to start somewhere, and we all have a skill set that we can use that people would be interested in seeing. So yeah, shoot me a DM.
Excellent. You can hear Mr. John Heil on this podcast, which we'll be doing for the foreseeable future. We'll have future episodes with select sessions from this event, as well as Brand Week Europe, which is coming up in November of this year. Very excited. And John gets to be on more podcasts, so I know he's very excited about that. You can find me at Al Manarino on Twitter and Instagram. I also host Adweek Presents for the Adweek Podcast Network. Thank you so much for listening to Brand Week, the podcast. Tomorrow's episode will be our final recap episode, and we are specifically diving into Web3 and the metaverse. So definitely check out that next episode.
Sammy, Abraxas, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Brand Week, the podcast, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Al Manarino and John Heil and edited by Lane McGibney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all Adweek podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcasts. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com.